It's always a joy to see children in the house of the Lord and growing up as young men and women of God.
真的很高兴看到这些年轻的 小朋友能够长大 成为 神家里的精兵。
This morning I want to bring to you a message, why do we do what we do?
今天我要带给你们信息是 要讲到我们为什么做我们所做的事。
And as we go along in the message, I think we will see how the word of the Lord is relevant to us today, especially with the decision that the Supreme Court made during this past week.
当我在传讲这个信息的时候，你就能够发现说，为什么神的话语对我们生命这么样的重要，包括在最高法院刚刚做的一个决定。
Let's open to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
让我们打开哥林多后书第四章。
And we'll read from verses 7 through 18.
我们会从第四章第七节念到第十八节。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
好，我们一起来研读神的话语，从第七节开始。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力，不是出于神，不是出于我们。 我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这壁使的身上显明出来。 这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在我们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说：“我因信，所以如此说话。”我们也信，所以说话。自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。 凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多，越发加增。感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战自处的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的。 乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。And
so, Father, we bless the word of God to us this morning.
主耶稣，我们在你的面前祷告。And
we pray that the words that were written long ago would have meaning and impact for us here this morning.
我们为这些在很久以前写下来的经文，能够在我们生命中创造有极大的影响力。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求, Amen.
You know, over a number of years and over centuries, there have been a number of different Christian organizations.
在这几百年的历史当中，有一些基督教的机构。
There have been churches and there have been different ministries.
啊，有不同的机构，不同的这些基督教的团体。
And most of them had at the core of their founding the gospel of Jesus Christ.
大部分人都有他们成立的基督核心价值。
Not only churches, but there's been a number of different colleges and universities that started out with the intention of preaching Jesus Christ.
不只是教会，甚至有些大学，他们主要存在的目的就是要推广神的福音。
Let me read to you the original mission statement of a famous university in America.
让我读一段一个非常有名的美国大学，他们所建立的这个宗旨。
Their mission statement read, to be plainly instructed,
他们很真实的去教导,
consider well the main end of your life,
你生命中重要的目标,
and your study is to know Jesus Christ and God,
你的目的就是要学习神跟神给你的目的。
Now let me ask, does anybody have an idea of which university that might be from?
你们可以猜想这是从哪一个大学出来的。
Oh, marvelous, all of you know.
Okay. 太好了，太神奇了，你们都知道。
When I asked this question of some of our students on the college campus,
当我问我们大学里的一些学生，
a number of them named off schools like Biola.
很多人就会说这是从那个 Biola 大学出来的。
They said Wheaton. Wheaton.
Wheaton, okay.
They named off a number of the Bible colleges in America.
他们提到一些基督教的大学。
But this is the original mission statement from Harvard University.
但是这一段话却是从这个哈佛大学出来的。
Somewhere along the line in history, Harvard lost their original meaning for existence.
在这个历史的过程当中呢，哈佛大学失去了它创立的宗旨。
If you set foot on Harvard today, there are Christian groups there.
如果你今天踩入哈佛大学的校园，会有一些基督教的团体。
There are Christians who attend Harvard.
那边也有基督徒的学生在哈佛上大学。
Jeremy Lin went to Harvard.
Jeremy Lin 也在那里，也曾经在那里上过大学。
But they no longer have that as their mission statement.
但是他们已经没有这个宗旨在他们的学校了。
Another organization.
还有另外一个机构
The YMCA
还有就是基督教青年协会
A lot of people today don't know what those letters stand for
很多人已经不知道他的这四个字的缩写是什么意思了
Young Men's Christian Association
基督教青少年协会
Now 100 years ago if you went into the YMCA
如果在很久以前你进去这个 YMCA
They would have places for men to exercise
会有让这些青年活动运动的地方。
They would have different groups to help men to grow in certain areas of their lives.
他们有专门的人来帮助这些青年人来成长。
And oftentimes, maybe on a Saturday night, they would have an evangelistic meeting.
在礼拜六的时候呢，他们会有这些见证传福音的这些聚会。
Their whole purpose in existing was to gather men together so that there could be an opportunity to share the gospel with them.
这他们存在的意义跟目的，就是要让这些年轻人能够来信靠、认识主耶稣。
Anybody here belong to the YMCA today?
有没有人是属于基督教青年协会的人
？Okay, just a few. Okay,
有两三个。
My oldest son is a personal trainer at the YMCA.
我最大的儿子是在 YMCA 当体育训练人员。
And so through him, we have a family membership.
因为他，所以我们有这个家庭的这个会员。
And every time I go there,
当我每次去到那里的时候
，I look at the flyers that they have up on the wall.
我看到他们的广告传单在这个墙壁上的。
There's some for a children's program.
一些是给小孩的。
There's some for swimming instruction.
一些是游泳的。
There's some for a family event.
一些是给家庭的活动。
There is not one flyer in the YMCA.To talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
却没有一个传单是传讲耶稣基督的。
And just like Harvard, somewhere along the line in history, the YMCA lost their original meaning for existence.
YMCA 就像哈佛一样，也失去他们原本创立的这个宗旨。
I think that should speak to us today as followers of Jesus Christ.
这应该很明确地告诉我们是一个、哦、我们这些跟随耶稣的人。
It should talk to us about a church.
也是来告诉我们、啊、身为教会的。
It should talk to us as who we are as a nation.
也告诉我们我们这个、啊、国家。
So many times we sacrifice the gospel of Jesus Christ.
非常多次呢我们都牺牲掉我们在耶稣里面的这个核心、啊、价值。
We feel led to do something that is good.
我们虽然被、带领着去做一些好的事情。
We are led to do things that benefit people.
我们去帮助别人，去、造福别人。
But sometimes we leave out the gospel.
但是我们却把福音给丢弃了。
Now back in the 1980s when I was attending seminary.
在1980年我在、神学院的期间。
There was a huge movement for churches to get into marriage and family counseling.
有一个很大的活动就是、家庭能够接受这个、家庭的辅导。
And I believe that those who started that had the gospel at the、center of what they wanted to do.
我相信他们刚开始的时候也是要把福音带进去这个辅导当中。
But so much of the counseling that we have today, even among those who are Christian counselors, are lacking in the gospel.
但是现在我们来看、这很多辅导也都失去了他的这个福音的传达。
And here today, the movement among many students in America is to do things that reach out into a community.
今天我们有很多学生，他也是有这样想要关怀我们社区的活动。
So many of the groups on the college campuses where I do my work, they want to go out into the streets and feed the homeless.
也有很多在学校机构，他们到街上去帮助这些无家可归的人。
There's a movement to address the problem of human trafficking all across the world.
也有很多机构或是团体呢，他们要在关心这些人的这些贩卖。
But oftentimes,students are doing this without understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是这些学生他们的热情却忽略到了福音的重要性。
I want us to understand this morning from the passage that we've just read that as followers of Jesus, that the gospel is at the core of all that we do.
我今天要让你们、能够了解、从我们刚刚所读的、经文当中来了解我们做事情要以基督的、价值为我们的核心。
If our students today do not understand that the gospel motivates them and is at the root of who they are, then what they do on the streets to feed the homeless is just what a fraternity or a sorority can do.
如果我们、学生他出去做这些善事、去、关怀这些无家可归的人，但是他们却不知道他们所做是因为、有耶稣、基督教的这个核心的这个价值跟精神，他们就像一些机构跟一些、慈善团体一样。
So let's take a look and see how this impacts the way that we live life.
我们来看一下这如何来影响我们的生活。
There's three marks on our identity that I want us to look at this,、here this morning.
今天我要来看一看这个、在这个基督教的这个核心价值在我们身份上所留下的三个痕迹。
As we look at the passage from 2 Corinthians in verses 7 through 12, it tells us there that our identity is created from the inside out.
在第七节到第十二节、我们知道我们的身份是从里而外。
So many of us in churches in America today, we're good at doing the things on the outside.
我们今日、教会或是基督徒我们很会做、从外面做的在表面上做的工作。
We're good at giving an appearance that we're a follower of Jesus.
我们很容易、很会做出来说让人家看出我们是耶稣的跟随者。
And we have it in reverse order.
我们的这个、次序是颠倒的。
We put the focus on what is on the outside.
我们把这个重点呢放在外在。
And the passage here is telling us that faith comes from the inside out.
但是经文却告诉我们，我们的信心跟信仰是从里而外。
You know, it's very easy to fake a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们很容易伪装跟神的关系。
All you have to do is act religious.
我们只要表现得非常的属灵。
Back in the 1970s, there was a movie called Paper Moon.
在1970年代的时候，有一部电影叫做《紫月亮》。
And the main character in the movie was living during the Depression.
主角在那个时候是在一个非常depressed， 就是很没有发展的一个时代。
And because he couldn't get a job, he was desperate for money.
因为他没有办法得到工作，可是他非常需要的钱。
So he finally got a job. The only job he could get was to go door to door to houses to sell Bibles.
他好不容易找到一个工作，这份工作却是要挨家挨户的去卖圣经。
This man was not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
He had no belief in the gospel.
他也没有也不相信经文。
But it was his job to go door to door to sell Bibles.
但这却是他的工作，到挨家挨户去卖圣经。
And because he had no conviction about the Bible that he was selling,
他对这个圣经他所卖的并没有很大的信心。
He was having a hard time at it.
所以他就卖得非常的辛苦。
And so one day he knocks on a lady's door.
有一天他来到一个女士的家，他在那里敲门。
The lady opens up.
这女士开了门。
And as many of us would do with door-to-door salesmen, she was about ready to close the door.
就像我们一样，看到这个挨家挨户的销售人员，我们就想把门关起来。
The man started into his sales speech.
那这个人呢，就开始在讲，在卖他的东西。
Talking about the fine Bible that he was selling.
他就告诉他说，我这本圣经是非常的好。
And the lady was not convinced.
但是这个女士一点都不信服。
But just before she slammed the door,
但是在她要把门甩关起来之前，
the man's daughter was standing behind him.
这女士的女儿就站在她后面。
And she pops out.
她跑出来。
And she says to her father,
她跟她的父亲说，
Daddy, are you almost done selling the Bible to this lady? Because I need to get home to get ready for Sunday school tomorrow.
他就说，爸爸，你卖完，你销售完了没有？我要赶快准备回家，我明天礼拜天还要去教会呢。
The girl did not go to Sunday school.
但是她的女儿其实是没有去礼拜天的教会。
But she knew how to put on an act.
但是她知道怎么样来演示，怎样来表演。
And the lady who was going to slam the door,
这个女士正要把门关起来的时候，
suddenly stopped.
她就停住了。
And she looked at this little girl,
她看着这个小女孩,
who had this angelic look on her face,
像天使般的这个脸孔。
And then she looked at the girl's father,
她看着她的父亲。
And she bought the Bible.
她买了这本圣经。
And so in the whole movie, the father and the daughter, every time they go door to door, they go through the same routine.
这整部电影呢，这个父亲跟女儿就演的这出戏。
And he starts to sell Bibles.
他就开始卖着他的圣经。
And it was too long ago, I don't remember the rest of the movie.
太久了，我已经不记得其他的情节了。
But the point is, it was very easy for this father and daughter to fake a relationship in Jesus Christ.
这个重点是要说明说，很容易，我们很容易伪装跟神的关系。
And if we had time today, I'm sure we could come up with numerous stories of people living today who fake a relationship with Jesus.
如果我们今天有很多时间的话，我们可以想出很多我们知道人怎么样伪装跟神的关系。
Paul uses interesting wording here to talk about the root of our faith.
使徒保罗在这里用了一个很有趣的一个解释。
He says that we have this treasure in jars of clay.
他说我们在这宝贝在我们的瓦器里。
In those days, the jars of clay were the common everyday vessels that people used in their homes.
在当时的时代，这个瓦器是非常频繁非常便宜的一个东西。
It would be vessels like we use today to keep maybe flour or sugar.
就像我们今天在用这个瓶子装的面粉啊，或是插花的这个瓶子，非常的频繁。
These were not valuable pieces in the household.
不是一个很有价值的一个家里面的一个东西。
They weren't made out of gold or silver.
也不是金子，也不是银子做的。
They were made out of clay. They were jars of clay.
他们只是粘土，非常平凡的一个器皿。
This would be stuff that you would go to the 99-cent store to buy.
我是在我们那个很便宜的99 cent 的那个店里面都可以买得到的。
But Paul says here that it's not what is on the outside that is important.
但使徒保罗却说，不是外表是什么。
But it's the content that is within.
而是里面所盛装的是什么。
Because he says we have this treasure in jars of clay.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
The treasure is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个宝贝就是耶稣基督的福音。
And we are called jars of clay.
我们就是称为这器皿。
Look at the person next to you.
看看你左右的邻居。
Tell that person you're a jar of clay.
告诉你的邻居你是这个瓦器。
Because that's what the gospel, or I'm sorry, that's what Paul says that we are.
这是使徒保罗对我们说的。
We're just common everyday people.
我们就是一个非常平凡的人。
We go to our jobs every day.
我们去工作，每天去工作。
We come home to our families every day.
我们每天回到家里。
We go shopping at Costco.
我们去好市多买购物。
We let our kids eat the hot dog and the Coke.
我们让我们的孩子喝可乐，吃热狗。
If they're still hungry, we tell them to go where they have the samples and eat that.
如果还喂不饱他们，就叫他们去排队去试吃。
See, we're just common everyday people.
我们只是非常平凡的一般人。
But within us is a treasure.
但在我们里面却有一个宝贝。
Within us is the meaning of life.
在我们里面却生活得非常有目的。
Within us is a message of salvation.
在我们的生活里面，在我们里面却是有耶稣极大的福音。
And how do you identify your relationship with Jesus Christ?
你怎么样跟神有这个建立这个身份这个关系？
How do you establish your identity?
你怎么建立你的身份？
Is it from things that you do on the outside?
是你所从事的事情吗？
Do you dress the part of a Christian?
是你穿得像基督徒吗？
Do you say words that Christians say?
你讲得像讲话像基督徒吗？
Do you carry the biggest, blackest Bible you can find to show everybody how spiritual you are?
还是你带着最大的一本圣经告诉大家说我有多属灵？
That's easy to do.
这是很容易伪装的。
But cultivating a faith from the inside out takes a lot more work.
但是要培养这个信心、信仰，从里而外是要花非常多的时间的。
It means surrendering ourselves to Jesus.
要我们自己要在匍匐在神的面前。
It means living a life of humility.
要在神的面前很谦卑的生活。
It means following the directives that Jesus Christ is giving to us.
要代表着我们要接受主的带领。
All right, The second mark on our identity.
第二个在我们身上看的痕迹。
In the verses 13 to 15, our identity is developed by our faith.
第十三节到十五节，我们的身份是从我们的信仰而来的。
Now, one time, a Sunday school teacher asked a little girl, "How do you define faith?"
一个主日学的老师问一个小女孩。
And she said, "Faith is believing in something that's not true."
什么是信仰？这个女孩说，信仰就是相信一个不真实的事情。
The teacher looked at her and said, no, not quite.
这个老师看着她说，不完全。
I think the best definition of faith comes out of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
我想最好的注释是从希伯来书第十一章第一节。
It says there, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now, I think a lot of people think that faith is a big deal.
很多人觉得说信仰是一件很大了不起的事情。
It's something that only Christians can practice.
只有基督徒可以来练习这个事情。
But that's not true.
但是这却不是事实。
Everybody practices faith.
每一个人都可以练习这个信仰。
Now, whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, you practice faith when you came in here this morning.
无论你是基督徒或不是基督徒，在你今天来的路上，你已经在练习这个信仰。
Now, I got here just before 10 o'clock, so I didn't see everybody do this.
我在到这边之前大概快十点，我没有看到大家做这件事情。
But I saw a few of you do it.
但是我看到几个人有这样做。
Every one of you came in here.
你们每一个人进来的时候。
And you sat down on your chair.
你坐在你的椅子上。
I didn't notice anybody picking up the chair.
我没有看到你们把椅子拿起来。
I didn't see you look underneath the chair for the website.
我也没有看你查看这个椅子是从哪里坐的。
I didn't see you get on your phone and check the website to test the reliability of the chair.
我也没有看你用你的手机查查看这个椅子牢靠不牢靠。
I didn't see any of you tell your children, here, you sit down on the chair first, let's see if it works before I sit down in it.
我也没有看到你拿你们的孩子当实验品说你先坐坐看会不会倒下去我再来坐。
You came in here and you sat down on the chair because you knew it would hold you up.
你进来就坐下来因为你有信心说这个椅子不会倒下去。
How did you know it would hold you up?
你怎么知道会把你的会撑住你呢?
Because all throughout your life, you've come into this church, maybe every Sunday, and you sat down in a chair, and it has always held you up.
在过去这么久的时间，你来坐在教会的椅子坐了非常多次，都没跌倒，所以你就有信心了。
Now, I have to admit, there have been some times I went into churches and I sat in one of those folding metal chairs.
我要向你们承认，有时候我进去那个教会，坐到他们那个可以折起来的折叠椅。
I remember one time it didn't hold me up.
我记得有一次我就没有被撑住了。
But that did not diminish my faith.
但却没有毁灭或消灭我的信心。
I too came in here this morning and I did not check the chair.
我今天来的时候，我也没有检查这个椅子。
I had faith that the chair would hold me up.
我对这个椅子有信心，它不会让我跌倒。
It's because we've seen the chair come through for us over and over and over again.
因为我们看到这椅子一再的证明他自己不会让我跌倒。
And when we exercise a faith in Jesus Christ,
当我们在培养在神里面的信心
it works the same way.
也是同样的方法。
In our lifetimes, we have learned how to pray.
在我们生命中，我们学习怎么样祷告。
We have learned how to live a life for Jesus Christ's sake.
我们知道怎么样为耶稣而活。
We have worshiped God.
我们敬拜神。
And we see how God comes through.
我们看到神怎样为我们成就。
The basis of our faith does not come from ignorance.
我们信仰的基础不是从无知。
It is based on what we know about God himself.
不是从无知而来，而是从我们认识神而来。
As we study scripture, as we hear testimonies from others.
当我们读经，当我们听到弟兄姐妹的见证。
As we pray and we see the Lord answering prayer.
当我们祷告看到神回答我们祷告，成就我们的祷告。
Our faith is based on our experiences with God.
我们的信心跟我们信仰是由我们跟神的关系而来的。
But see, when we give up faith, then we begin to resort to humanism.
当我们放弃我们信仰的时候，我们就开始接受人文主义。
We begin to resort to humanistic ideas about how to exercise our faith.
我们就开始接受人文主义的观念，怎么样来培养我们的信仰。
There was a time 30 or 40 years ago when it was being taught in seminaries, the way to grow a church was through a business model.
二三十年前在神学院他们教导怎么样来增长教会他们所教导的是用世界上的生意的计划
And we look back on this now and it was totally wrong
我们现在回头来看那是完全错误的
One of the principles they said was that a church is a homogeneous group
他们讲说一个教会是一个一个群体
And if you want to grow a churchthat you only have people in the church who are like you.
你要增长一个教会你要找这些跟你相同的人。
And we know that is counter to what the gospel teaches.
但我们却知道这是与圣经所教导的相违背的。
When we share the gospel with people, they are people who are not like us.
当我们传福音给别人这些人 并不是跟我们完全一样。
They are people of a different background.
他们有不同的背景
maybe a different culture
不同文化
maybe a different economic status
不同经济状况
maybe even a different ethnic or cultural background
different 不同的种族情况
and I don't know if any of you have ever been in a conference or a Christian gathering where we bring churches from different parts of our valley together it's a marvelous time when we worship together
哦，不晓得你们有没有参加过那个聚会？我们有来自各种各个不同地方的人一起聚会。
And so we don't depend on humanistic ideas.
我们不靠人文主义的这些思想。
We depend on what the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us to do.
我们却倚靠神所教导我们的。
Now, what makes a community of believers Christ-centered?
我们怎么样以基督教为我们的核心？
You know, it's quite often nowadays that we quote the passage from Acts 2:42.
有时候我们会从这个《使徒行传》第四章
And it talks about how the apostles gathered together and they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
我们在看到初代教会他们聚集在一起听使徒他们的教导。
To fellowship.
团契。
To breaking of bread and to prayer.
擘饼祷告。
And the result of that was that they were meeting the needs of people together.
他们这样做呢就是帮助那些有需要的人。
They were eating together and praising God.
他们一起吃饭，然后一起赞美神。
And adding to their numbers daily.
神就把信的人数天天加给他们。
And so many times I see churches today trying to follow that passage, the passage from Acts 2.
我现在常常看到有些教会他们在想要跟以前一样。
And they begin to eat together.
他们也一起吃饭。
And they begin to try to meet each other's needs.
他们也供应那些所需的人。
But they don't see the same results as they saw in the book of Acts.
但是他们却没有看到跟以前一样的一个成果。
And I believe the reason is because we get it backwards.
我想这其中原因是因为我们又把这个次序弄乱了。
We try to practice the results without practicing the devotion.
我们呢试着要看到这个成果，但是却忘记要委身。
It said that.They were devoted to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to prayer.
在初代教会，他们是遵守使徒保罗的这个教导。
And then those other things resulted.
所以他们一起聚会，一起擘饼，所以那个成果就是非常的好。
And so again, you know, that identity of our faith.
我们在主耶稣里面的身份。
It's developed by a practice of our faith, not a practice of the outside things.
是借由里面而生，不是从外面进到里面。
Now, as we come to the decision that was made by the Supreme Court this week,
这礼拜这个联邦法院的决定。
I saw a lot of things bouncing around on Facebook.
我看到脸书上面有很多的这些来来回回这些意见。
There was a lot of Christians who were lamenting the decision.
有很多这基督教。基督徒对这些的看法。
Christians were asking, "Well, what do we do now?"
他们在想，我们该怎么做呢？
Christians were asking, "You know, is there a strategy where this can be reversed?"
我们有什么计划呢？能够让这个决定能够翻转或是改变
？And I took some time to think about this.
我也花了一些时间在这事情上思想了。
To look at scripture.
看了经文。
And to see how God has moved in the past.
看神在过去他的作为是怎么样。
And you know, when you think through all of history,
当你思想这过去的历史，
there were a number of decisions that governments or nations made that did not quite measure up to what the Bible tells us.
在过去的历史看到有一些王或一些国家或一些政府，他们所做的决定不一定是跟神吻合的。
And so my first thought was,
所以我第一个想法就是
that the Supreme Court decision does not change God.
我第一个想法就是联邦的法院的决定不能够改变神的决定。
That God's word is still true.
神的话还是永远真实。
It did cause me to examine how we have, as Christians have responded in this area in the past.
也让我思想说我们基督徒怎样面对这个问题的时候的反应。
And I will confess to all of you,
我可以跟你们坦白的说
that I grew up in a culture,
我在一个这样的一个文化上成长
where we would make derogatory remarks about those in the gay community.
我们会讥笑这些同性恋者。
We used to make jokes,
我们开他们的玩笑
and we would laugh about it. And we had no idea or understanding of how that might affect a person in that community. I have also seen churches and individuals who have gone out in the marches and the demonstrations.
我有看到, 教会团体里面有一些个人，他们出去抗议。
You know, maybe some of you participated in those things. I don't really know.
也许你们也有参加这样的集会。
I know I've been supportive of those things in the past.
我知道我一直在过往非常支持这样的活动。
But we look back on that now, and we have to ask, you know, what kind of statement does that make to people, not just people in the gay community, but to our nation?
当我们这样回想过去我们所做的行为，我们是告诉这些人传达我们什么样的一个信息。
I don't think we have time here to go into all the details of what we need to be doing.
我想我们没有时间很详细的来讲说我们该做什么。
But in a short statement, let me just say this.
让我简短的来说。
That we need to consider not just those in the gay community, but also all of us here.All of us who know that we are sinners.
我们要思想不只是这些同性恋的团体，更要思想我们都是罪人。
And when you think of the sins that you are guilty of,
当我们想到我们所犯的罪，
Do you want people making remarks about your sin?
你希望别人来指责你的罪吗？
Do you want people making jokes about you as a sinner?
你想要人家来嘲笑你是一个罪人吗？
What is the way that you would want people to respond to?Help you in your sin.
你希望别人怎样来对待你，来帮助你胜过这个罪？
What is the way you believe that God has a heart for those of us who are sinners?
那你觉得神对我们这些罪人的心意是什么？
And how does God want us to respond in a situation like this?
神希望我们怎样回应这些这些情况，这些同性恋者？
You see, when we go back to the early church,
当我们回到初代教会,
they were living under a government that was oppressive.
他们也在这个欺压他们的政府之下生活。
They were living under a government that practiced false worship.
他们这个政府呢也是拜假神的一个政府。
They were also living in a culture that promoted all kinds of different lifestyles.
他们也住在当时的一个文化当中。有非常奇怪的一些活动，是非常兴盛的一个时代。
But when we look at the early church, they did not go out protesting.
但是我们看初代教会却没有上街抗议。
They did not go out making mean jokes.
他们也没有出去嘲笑这些人。
They went one by one to people who had need.
他们却去一个一个去帮助那些有需要的人。
Because they had devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer, they knew how to respond.
当他们自立委身在使徒保罗的教导、擘饼、祷告、聚会、团契。
They knew when they met people on the streets, they knew how to pray for them, they knew how to minister to their inner spirits.
当他们在街上遇到这些有需要的人，他们知道怎么样来供应他们，怎么样来为他们祷告。
And I believe that's what God is calling us to do today.
我想这也是神呼召我们今日所要做的事情。
That we go on living life.
我们在我们生活中。
But we become aware of the opportunities that God gives to us.
我们要了解神给我们的机会。
We take advantage of opportunities to have our faith developed in our identity.
我们要抓紧这个机会来建立我们在耶稣基督里面的身份。
No matter what background people come from, we take chances to share our faith in Jesus Christ.
不管这个人他的生长背景，我们要抓紧这个机会来传达神的福音。
All right, we only have a few minutes left here.
我们只剩下几分钟的时间。
I want to get to the last part.
我要赶快把最结尾这些来跟你们分享。
The third mark on our identity is sealed by the eternal.
我们第三个神在我们身上留的痕迹是有永恒的身份为我们保留住。
You know, there's all kinds of obstacles in our life can cause to discourage us.
在我们生命中有很多障碍会使我们失望，有挫折感。
Sometimes there are family failures.
有时候是家庭上的失败。
Sometimes there's physical challenges.
有时候是身体上的软弱。
Sometimes we have financial shortcomings.
有时候我们是经济上的短缺。
It's just like Paul says here.
就像使徒保罗所说的。
He says, outwardly we are wasting away.
在外面呢，我们每天都在浪费毁坏。
I was down in Los Angeles visiting my wife's family last weekend.
上礼拜我在洛杉矶探访我太太的一些亲人。
And my mother-in-law looked at my hair.
我岳母看着我的头发。
She said, "You work with students, right?"
你是跟学生一起工作，对不对？
I said, "Yes."
对啊。
She said, "You look too old."
她说你看起来很老。
She said, "You should dye your hair."
你应该把你的头发染一染。
I'll admit, I've dyed my hair on occasion.
我要跟你们承认，我有染过头发。
It just takes too much time.
太花时间了。
Yeah, outwardly we're wasting away.
我们在外面呢，我们虽然一直在毁坏。
But Paul says that inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
但内心我们却一天新事一天。
When the gospel is at the core of who we are, we're being renewed day by day.
当福音是我们生活的核心，我们会一日每日都被更新。
We can't let ourselves be beaten down.
我们不能让我们的这个被我们的挫折给打败。
It's easy to be discouraged when we see things going on the outside.
当我们看外在的东西，我们很容易有挫折。
But Paul tells us here to fix our eyes on not what is seen or temporary.
但使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们的眼睛的焦距不要看这自战自轻的苦楚。
He says to fix our eyes on the things that are unseen and the things that are eternal.
但是要把我们的眼睛焦距在这个看不见但是是永恒的事上。
You see, when we see circumstances around us, you know, just like the Supreme Court decision.
当我们看到外在的环境像是这个大法官的决定。
It's easy to be discouraged.
我们很容易遭到挫折。
You know, Paul is telling us, fix our eyes on the things that are true, the things that matter, the things that are eternal.
但保罗却鼓励我们说，我们要看到那所没看见的，那所重要的，那永恒的。
You see, the gospel, it acts like spiritual laser surgery.
这个福音呢，就像这个眼睛雷射的手术。
It renews our focus on the things that are important and the things that matter most to God.
让我们重新对焦在重要、永恒神觉得重要的事情上面。
So I don't think any of us want to be like Harvard or the YMCA.
我想我们没有任何一个人想要像哈佛或是基督教青年协会一样。
The gospel must not be omitted from who we are.
福音不应该从我们的身上被挪走。
If we lose the gospel, we lose the core of our faith.
如果我们失去了福音，我们也失去了我们的信仰基石。
You know, we might be able to do good deeds.
我们也许还是可以做很多善事。
We might be able to live a good life.
我们也可以有一个很好的生活。
But you know, we're just like any other person out there.
但是我们就跟一般人一样。
When the gospel of Jesus Christ comes into a person's life,
当一个福音进到一个人的心里，
it transforms us.
改变我们。
Now, it doesn't make us a better person.
不会让我们成为一个更好的人。
I think that there's many in the world who resent the fact that Christians, you know, that we think we're better people than others.
我们想，我们有些基督徒觉得说，我们是基督徒，说我们比一般人更好。
You know, we're sinners just like everybody else.
但是我们是罪人，就像一般人一样。
But the transformation is something on the inside.
但是在我们里面的改变却是内在的。
It puts us in a relationship with God Himself.
让我们在内在里面有一个跟神的一个永恒的一个关系。
It puts us in a place where we experience peace with God.
我们在我们里面享受神给我们的平安。
And that is why we do what we do.
这就是为什么我们做我们所做的事情。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray that the gospel is renewed in us day by day.
主耶稣，我们祷告，我们心里面的福音是被你更新的。
We pray that you show us to fix our eyes on the things that are eternal.
神啊，求你帮助我们的眼睛能够对焦在你永恒的事上。
Maybe on things that others cannot see.
也许是别人所不能见的。
But on things that you have revealed to us.
但是是你啊，让我们开启的。
The truth and the power.
啊，真实的力量。
And your love for us in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你在啊，耶稣基督里面对我们的爱。
In His name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.